Hemp is the same type of plant as marijuana, with less THC, the part that gets you high. Many U.S. farmers are growing it legally for the first time in more than 80 years under new laws. But as Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck found, hemp's potential comes with a lot of risk.
Soggy crops, seed fraud, and uncertainty. Those are only a few of the challenges facing the nation's blooming hemp industry.
I started getting questions like crazy. It was all over the place, my emails, my phone.
That's Philip Alberti with the University of Illinois Extension. Along with a handful of others, Illinois started licensing industrial hemp farming this year. More than 500 producers there are okayed to plant more than 13,000 acres. Hemp is a hardy plant, but Alberti says Midwest's torrential rains were brutal.
Hemp likes water, but it doesn't like wet feet. And, this year has been, for the most part, unprecedented.
Add to that faulty seeds. Farmers around the state have reported getting seeds that don't germinate well or aren't what they ordered. And those seeds can easily cost more than $10,000 a pound, generally shipped from Colorado, Canada, or Europe. If seeds all sprout, it can fetch a pretty penny as fibers for clothes or industrial materials, grains for food, or CBD, an oil popularized for many health benefits, proven or not. For hemp growers in Illinois, Alberti says,
I think it's safe to assume north of 90-95% of those applications were with the intent of doing it for CBD.
But while CBD's market has skyrocketed, it's hard to build an industry on a crop that hasn't been produced in the U.S. for decades. Hemp machinery and production facilities can be hard to come by. Take it from Jeff Whaling, chairman of the National Hemp Association, who helped legalize hemp growing.
There is no harvesting equipment. There isn't a huge seed supply. There is no decortication facilities, which are necessary components to tear this crop apart into its raw components.
He says there are small processors out there, but overall, Whaling cautions farmers to have a buyer before they risk everything on a crop that has insufficient insurance options, few bank and lending options, and no real guarantees.
I would hate to see farmers wanting to jump into hemp and there not be a marketplace. So, be caution, buyer beware are words that I use continuously as we move forward.
Consider this. If a farmer grows hemp for CBD, they need female plants only, which produce CBD-infused flowers. If males come along, either from a mixed seed batch or from a neighboring hemp field, they'll pollinate the flower and ruin the crop.
Pollen from hemp can drift as far as 7, 10, some say as far as 20 miles.
And we don't know how certain hemp varieties behave in certain climates. If it makes too much THC, the plant will have to be destroyed. That's considered marijuana. So Whaling wants the U.S. Department of Agriculture to take several things into account while coming up with federal hemp rules expected next year. Like seed regulation, growing transparency, interstate commerce issues, banking issues. But some have already had luck. In western Illinois, there's a greenhouse with 90,000 hemp seedlings to be planted across a few nearby acres.
There's a strong possibility that you could grow somewhere between $20,000 and $55,000 an acre off of hemp.
That's Andy Houston. He's a sixth-generation farmer, and he's one of the few people in Illinois who grew hemp last year as a research test pilot. From that crop, he had seeds to sell this year, and he got experience to share with customers. He even bought his own CBD extraction machine to process in-house.
With the acres that we have, it should keep our oil extractor going for 12 months.
Of course, he's had to change how he does things. Like many others, he'd had to harvest it by hand last year. But he's trying a disc mower this year, something used in hay, and also trying to limit weeds. Without approved pesticides, hemp has to be grown organically. So while Houston's hemp has been doing well, he's still growing corn and soybeans, and still figuring things out.
I think I will probably be learning about hemp for the rest of my life, but that's what makes it pretty interesting.
So those with hemp experience say to start small, find a buyer, and don't bet the farm on it just yet. Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.